With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Horror underground in New York City. A subway F train was headed to the end of the line in Brooklyn.
As the train pulled into the station, the suspect calmly walked up to the victim, who was in a seated position at the end of a subway car. The suspect used what we believe to be a lighter to ignite the victim's clothing, which became fully engulfed in a matter of seconds.
New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the victim, asleep when attacked, died at the scene. The 33-year-old suspect, identified as a migrant from Guatemala who entered the U.S. 6 years ago, was arrested after several high schoolers called the cops. Police say it does not appear that the suspect and the victim knew each other. The man charged in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson due in court today in Manhattan. 26-year-old Luigi Mangione expected to be arraigned on murder and terror charges. Also at SRNNews.com, the president of Panama vowing to resist any attempt by the U.S. to regain control of the Panama Canal. President-elect Trump accuses Panama of violating terms of the agreement that saw the U.S. surrender control of the strategic waterway.
When President Jimmy Carter foolishly gave it away for $1 during his term in office, it was solely for Panama to manage and not for China or any other country to manage. You see what's going on there?
Communist China now heavily invested in the canal, an engineering marvel that was built by the U.S. back in the early 20th century. Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan advancing plans to merge, creating the world's third largest automaker. Christmas just around the corner and no end in sight to the strike targeting online retail giant Amazon. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 5 points higher. This is SRN News. A new look at religious persecution around the globe.
The Pew Research Center has crunched the numbers for 2022, the last year for which all the data is in, and it reveals that 30% of the countries in the world feature strong persecution of faith groups by the government. That's the highest percentage since Pew started measuring the problem back in 2007. The Pew list of countries with repressive governments includes the usual suspects: China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Eritrea, and Sudan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments has been sold at auction for more than $5 million. Sotheby's says the 155-pound marble slab was acquired by a buyer who plans to donate it to an Israeli institution. The New York-based auction house reports that the final price exceeded the pre-sale estimate of $1 million to $2 million and followed more than 10 minutes of intense bidding. This is SRN News. For this retailer, the party is over.
Party City says it's going to wind down its retail and wholesale operations as it prepares to shutter some 700 stores nationwide. For nearly 40 years, people flocked to Party City for Halloween costumes, children's birthday parties, and decorations for New Year's Eve, and has been facing growing competition from Walmart and Target. Jason Walker reporting.
The feds investigating last week's deadly West Texas collision between a Union Pacific train and a tractor trailer hauling heavy equipment. They're trying to determine why the tractor trailer was stopped on the tracks. Two employees of Omaha-based Union Pacific were killed in that crash on Wednesday. The crash occurred at a railroad crossing in Pecos in West Texas. More details at SRNNews.com.